Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 629. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I tried to put together something that was witty to say, but then it encountered a rapid, unscheduled disassembly, and it was gone.
Oh, no. Rocket jokes.
Rockets are not jokes. Just because they explode, as they were intended to, apparently. Thank you very much. You earn a lot more from the explosion than you do from like sending it into orbit. I've been told today. So
that's right. It was only a test, guys. A test. They got exactly what they were aiming for.
Well, I mean, not exactly what they were aiming for.
All they were trying to do was launch it. That was the goal.
I think that is what they tweeted out, that like it was a success because
yes, that got off the ground.
It got off the ground.
Okay.
You can't say that our big experiment literally blew up in our face.
They also tweeted out the other day when they had to delay that, you know, they learned a lot from the fact that the fuel pump gauge didn't work. They learned a lot.
This is science. Science is learning.
I mean, that is true. I'm sure the people that are, you know, launching it, they did learn a lot from it today, but it's clearly not a success.
You know what is a success?
What's that?
Twitter blue.
I was just going to make a joke about that.
Jeff. Yeah, I'm sorry. Stuff on it. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Introduce Earl.
Also joining us is Earl. It's fine. You know what? I get my $8 a month from Eon anyhow to be on this podcast. That's all I need. I don't have to talk. I just get my $8.
You get paid to be on this podcast?
Yes, thank you. He pays some people for Twitter view. He pays me to be on this show. He wants a voice of their voices.
Elon does, not a.
Oh, I see. Not us.
We don't pay Earl. Elon Musk pays Earl, which is weird because like we've never been paid. But I'm glad somebody's getting something.
Well,
out of this.
I mean, who hasn't had something? Who hasn't had something that's been free that you now pay people to use? That happens all the time.
All the time.
Business 101.
Yeah, he's on a string. I think I saw he lost $13 billion in value today. Because
well, I mean, his rocket blew up, and I think his cars are getting more expensive.
Yeah, something with Tesla wasn't great.
Yeah, good day.
Jeff is here as well.
What tier list are we doing this week, guys?
Don't know. I mean, we can do Mario Kart.
We could say we don't have.
You know what we gotta do? We gotta do.
Go on.
I shared Nintendo franchise tier list, where you'd be like, you know,
okay,
F-Zero goes in D tier. I would not put it there, but you know what I mean. Like, you go.
Well, okay.
Do we have a list of them?
I just say that would be forever.
That one that I shared in the group chat, like a day or two ago was pretty complete. Like, it had basically I'll work on it. I'll get back
to you. What were you gonna say, Earl?
Oh, I was gonna say, but how do you like rank franchises exactly? Like, I mean, a good
you're not ranking, you're just putting like, all right,
no, but tier
Zelda is a S tier franchise.
Okay, are you rating it based off of the quality of the games or how Nintendo treats them? Or because, like, I mean, Mario, for example, S tier franchise, but like,
you're overthinking this. You're thinking,
well, yes, that's the point. Like, I need to understand what I'm doing. What is my motivation?
How do you feel about Zelda? Is it S tier? There you go.
No,
yeah, I think it's how do you feel about the franchises as a whole? That's how I would take it, at least.
Europa Universalist S tier.
Sure. For strategy games that involve maps, I'm sure there's other things that it could be S tier for you as well. All right. Well, we talk about games.
They announced a huge new game today. Huge.
I'm assuming it's some history game that none of us knows about.
No, it's a new Monster Hunter game.
Oh. And,
yeah, so Tony, I don't know what you're talking about.
Nobody knows.
I know what he's talking about.
But Tony was like, we need to talk about the new Monster Hunter game. Tony, this is all you. Go ahead.
Well, Niantic, so the makers of Pokemon Go, have announced a new Monster Hunter game called Monster Hunter Now. It's coming out this September, but it's like, it's AR, hunting monsters in your living room.
They really stumbled on a new idea there.
Now, to be fair to them, Pokemon Go is already a reskinning of a previous game they did.
That's right.
So they've had the same idea. Harry Potter one too, right?
There are some good ideas here. Like, you actually do fight the monsters. It includes most of the content. You have your little Palico. You have, like, your gear. You can choose what your loadout is. But I think the thing most interesting to me is that the actual hunt lasts 75 seconds. As opposed to, like, you know, in Monster Hunter, they could be up to 50 minutes. So they've kind of, like, made them bite-sized and, you know, in your living room.
Okay.
There is a closed beta you can sign up for right now. The closed beta actually starts next week.
Okay.
And then there'll be an open beta, and then the game launches in September.
So we'll kind of know how this thing actually plays.
Yeah.
Whether we get in or not, the news will be out there on what it is. Okay. That's not terrible.
No. And I'm hoping the price is free, like Pokemon Go. You could just play. But who knows? They didn't say what the model was for pricing.
It could be interesting. I do wonder if it's going to be like Pokemon Go and the fact, like, because they had made it so that, like, you could join raids and stuff if you weren't near the places, but then they recently took that away, or are taking it away from Pokemon Go. Like, our game is all about being out and going places. But that sucks for people that live, like, where nothing is.
Right.
So, like, if you're in Nebraska, can you play this game? Like, are there monsters to hunt in Nebraska? I mean, there are, but... that's interesting. We'll see how that turns out. Did you play anything else, though? Or did you play anything? Because we didn't play the new Monster Hunter game.
I finished the Company of Heroes Italian campaign.
How'd that go?
I thought it was great. It was a lot of fun. I think the scripted story missions near the end of the game are kind of the highlight. So there's the normal, like, skirmish ones when you run into an enemy company or whatever, when you're taking over some random town. But then there are ones that are kind of focused on the historical battles that were fought in Italy. So the invasion at Anzio, the fight at Monte Cassino, and then the final breaching of the Winter Line, which kind of wins it, which is the last battle of the campaign. Those three are probably the three best missions in the game. It's kind of sad that it takes you, I think it took me about 30 hours to get to them. But they are so, so much fun. So the invasion of Anzio, you land on a beachhead, and in World War II, there were these two guns at Anzio, Anzio Annie, and I think the other one was called the Anzio Express. So they were rail guns. They were giant, like, artillery pieces. So the point of this mission is to advance through all of this stuff and get to these two artillery pieces, which start off the mission with, like, your headquarters zeroed in, and they're huge guns. So, like, I've been playing through this whole game, and, you know, if you've ever seen me play Company of Heroes game, like, I'm trying to preserve my units as much as possible. So you send out your little squad, and maybe they lose a guy or they lose two guys. And whenever that happens, I send them back to the HQ for healing. So they get their guys back, and they get their health back, whatever. The shells from these guns are so big that the first time they fired at me, I had three squads just disappear. So you spend this entire mission, like, racing as fast as you can. Number one, so the gun doesn't start shooting at your troops where they happen to be sitting. And number two, because the longer you wait, the more of those shells land in your headquarters. And it's kind of a fun mission because it makes you do so many things to get to the guns. It's like, okay, you got to take this hill. You got to take out this anti-aircraft battery. And there are these British soldiers over here that are pinned on the beach. You got to get them. You got to have to save them so that they can help you, you know, make the final push on the gun. So it's kind of like fight through a town, fight through here and fight through there to get to these guns at the end, which was really, really cool. And then the Monte Cassino mission, you're like fighting up a mountain, up this really winding road with all these cliffs. And it, like, it's just a straight up fight the whole way to fight at this monastery on the top. Really, really fun mission. And the last one, the Winter Line, you actually have to, it's the only mission in the entire game that requires you to bring two companies to fight in the mission. And you play as both companies while it's going on, and you have to bounce back and forth between the two of them because they're like having mutually supporting advances. So like this one is taking out the artillery that has the ground zeroed in that the other one is moving through, kind of, and you can bounce back and forth to the very end part of the mission. When you have both companies at once and you can like call in all like the all the bonuses and all like the abilities that those two companies have simultaneously. So you kind of earn this really epic conclusion. So I had a lot of fun with this campaign. I know Relic has gotten so much flack for what they put out here, but I really, really enjoyed it. And I think if you're into the single player and you played after the like the first few rounds of patches, you're really, really going to like it.
And it's coming to consoles soon, too, I believe.
Yeah, I think next month.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, you'll finally get a chance to play through.
Wait to not play it.
You sound so thrilled.
I'm going to be busy with Gollum next month or whatever. So
that's right, Gollum. Yes.
You get a favor by WB because you're the only person I've ever heard say that. There's no shame in it. Throw you some cash.
No, I you know what I'm going to be playing. Come on, Earl. We're going to do a full fucking... We're going to do a full hour on fucking Zelda when it comes out and just really regale these guys with our tales.
Tony and I will go do something else while you talk for half. That's right.
No, I'll be playing Gollum while Jeff speaks.
I can't wait to hear your Gollum impression.
They'll be in like 6 months when it's $15. Tony, anything else besides Company Heroes?
I was playing a lot of Company Heroes to get that done. I did start MLB The Show. By which start, I mean, I played through, like, the intro game.
Yeah.
And everything, but I didn't actually get into the meat of the stuff. But that's my next game.
Nice. Earl, you playing anything this week?
I don't got anything new and exciting. I played more than two. Again, I think it's a very game. It's a really fun kind of co-op platformer. And we went back to Halo Infinite. And, again, I still that the... They didn't really balance, like, it clearly is made as a single-player game, because they only refer to Master Chief as a character. But I find it to be such a delight with actual friends. It's just kind of bananas how kind of free the game is. And again, as you do more stuff and unlock more weapons and stuff, it's really nice how you can just, the four people decked out, just being able to have it, remains a ton of fun. Oh, and then I tried a game which I was not good at, apparently. Yoni Mountain? It's the Game Pass. Game where like you're on a bike going down.
Oh, yeah. So. Yep.
Yeah. I just can't drive that bike and keep on crashing. But it's fun. I guess I just need to spend more time with actually trying to figure out
you gotta figure out the
momentum.
It's all about like momentum and not, like, you don't want to oversteer or or overshoot your turns, but you want to keep your speed going so you can like make the jumps and then once you get that, once you're comfortable with that, then you can start like trying to you know hit the courses as quick as possible to unlock more bikes and other stuff.
So I will hopefully I will try to spend more time with it. But I'm like, yeah, I have Game Pass and I'm pretty sure I never really go in there to check out what they have. So I'm like, yeah, let me do that. And I wanted to clear off my Xbox just to kind of get rid of games that have been sitting there that I've tried like once and never again. So yeah.
Nice. Jeff, you play anything this week?
Yeah, I've played a few things. Nothing, as Earl said, nothing new and exciting, but I've played more of PGA 2K23. Nothing really to add there, except that I did get something wrong last week, which is that you can adjust the settings pretty much however you want. So, which is like one of, I think, the strength of that series. I think I said last week that because I had the swing tempo off, you could not turn elevation on, that for some reason elevation was locked into pro difficulty, but that is not true. Sean helped me out with that.
Nice.
Which is weird, because I did like go in and mess with that setting before, but I think I had it backwards or something. I don't know. But yes, I can see elevation now. I can see it is 15 feet up in the air to the green, and I have to, you know, calculate that. When you have that off, like the game just like kind of ignores that. You know what I mean? It's
you're just trying to aim straight at that point.
Yeah, you don't have to like overcompensate, like in club up or down. But yeah, it's a good golf game. Again, I think I said last week that I think Mario Golf is my favorite, you know, recent golf game, and that's still true. But if you want some real players, some real licensed gear, you know, real courses, I would go with 2K over EA. But that's just me.
Okay.
I played through, because based on our last, was it our last? Not our last, but a recent tier list we did, I wanted to play through New Super Mario Bros. U again, and mm-hmm. I did play through the whole game. And that game is harder than I remember. Has anyone played that game like in the last few years?
I played it when it came back out on Switch.
Yeah,
I played every so often, just because it's a nice game to play during the podcast. Like, you know, I was gonna say it's not that difficult, but I guess that's not the. So yeah,
it
go on.
It gets.
Oh, I think they all get pretty damning near the end.
I'd say like this, like halfway. Like by the time you reach, I forgot what they call it, but the Van Gogh level, which is like halfway five. Through the game.
I think five. We're all five.
Those levels are fun. That's the good part.
That's one level. There's literally just one level like that. Also, right around there, it becomes really confusing how to advance in the game. Like you'll beat both the levels that are available on the world map, and you cannot advance. Like, the bridge does not come down on the world map to advance to the next level. You're like, what the fuck? So you have to, like, go in and find a secret exit in one of the worlds in order to advance. I don't like when they do that, because, like, the secret exit should be to find secrets, not to, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, I wasn't a fan of that. Like, and again, I remember that, because, like, the last time I played the game a few years ago, I remember that. And, like, it always, like, sticks with me, because, unfortunately, the thing that doesn't stick with me is where the secret exit is. I always have to go look it up. But anyways, yeah, like from there on, there's like a lot of like really kind of annoying levels, I think. Like, not on the level of like, you know, it's not like as hard as like Tropical Freeze or something like that, but like it challenges you. There's a few in particular like that just really kind of pushed me. And the ending is not like, in my opinion, a super spectacular final like castle. But
which one is this again?
New Super Mario Brothers U.
Oh, sorry, I meant which.
What's the castle?
I forgot the castle. I forgot exactly like what it is as you're going through it, but like when you get to Bowser, it is presented as like a classic Bowser thing where you're like trying to just get past him to like kill the bridge, right?
And then he comes up.
Then he like, comes up, and then there's a second fight where it's like he's big and he's above you and he's in the background. I forgot how you had to fight him, but like. Okay.
I think when I redid the terrace.
There's
the one where you fight him, like you do that thing and then he goes down and then like Bowser Jr. pops up and you have to like, do the clown car thing.
I think on the second half.
But there's also the one where
he's on a bridge, you know, like the classic Bowser thing where it's like you have to wait for him to like to jump and you get under his feet and like kill the bridge, right?
Yeah.
Like, and then in the second half, he becomes huge, and he's in the background, and he's, like, shooting stuff down at you, right? And I think the clown car thing, like, pops out, and you have to get in that and float above his head and basically, like, make the clown car stomp on his head.
Yeah, okay.
And that's how you have to do that, like, 3 times, and you beat him. And it was like, yeah, it was all right, but it was like, there's much better recent examples of Final Castles, I think.
Yeah.
What was the one? I think maybe, was it Mario World that has, like, the really fucking cool, like, we were talking about it when we were doing the tier list, where, like, he'll, like, chase you out of the place. That's so cool. But, yeah, it's a good 2D Mario, and, you know, I think it's easily the best new Super Mario Brothers, but I'm not, like, did we S-tier that one?
Yes.
Think so.
Yeah, I don't think I put it in S tier. I just think it's right below it.
Well, we did, so.
So
you're stuck with it. It's S tier.
Yeah. played a little bit of Super Luigi. That's tough.
Yeah.
Made it to like the second world's castle, and I was like, all right, I see. It's tough. Good. I'm good on this. and what else did I play? Oh, I'm playing through Metroid Fusion now, and I'm near the end of that. That's actually a cool game that I've played it before, but I don't think I've played as far as I am in it now. I think I'm in like the last hour or two of it. Like I'm like more than 2/3 of the way through that. Any Metroid Fusion fans in the house here?
That's good.
Yeah, it's good. I think it's good. I know a lot of people complain that like it always directs you where to go. I don't really mind it so much in this game, but I do.
I get the complaint, but it's funny because I feel like at this point there's more Metroid games that do that than don't. Because I would say the Prime games do. Dread does. Fusion does.
Yeah. And just because you have like a pointer or an idea where to go does not mean that it's very easy to figure out. So like, and I guess that's kind of the one point I was going to make about this game is that like, as you get deeper in the game, even if you like know where to go, like it gets pretty hard to navigate. Like you're just like, all right, I know I'm going to get somewhere in here, but I keep dead ending and. Like, you know, where's the secret block in the wall that I gotta explode to get through this shit? Like, it really becomes, like, kind of difficult and annoying near the end, like, figuring out where you're going, even though you know where you're supposed to go. I just got sent back. The game is, like, divided into these sectors, and they're all, like, you know, it's all along one path. You know, here's sector one, you can take the elevator down to sector one, here's sector two, you can take, you know, it's just like a straight line on the map. And they sent me back to Sector 6, which I had already, like, fully explored, but, like, oh, there's something here you have to fucking kill. I went through the whole fucking map. Did not find anything. Like, I was just like, all right. So now I'm, like, going through it again and, like, just exploding every fucking wall I could find. And I finally figured out where to go. But, yeah, it's, like, it's not, like, it's not as hand-holdy as people say. And... there are bosses in this game that I'm like, thank God I'm playing this on Nintendo Switch Online because, like, this would be a real... Yeah, like, I just rewind my way through it, and, like, if I was just playing on the original East on the Game Boy Advance, I'm like, now I know why I didn't beat the game, because this would be fucking annoying to do 800 fucking times. Yeah, there is, There's been at least two bosses so far where I was like, man, if I did not have the rewind feature, that would be really hard to do. But overall, I'm actually like really kind of digging it. Like, I think it's a pretty solid Metroid game.
All right.
Try it out on your Nintendo Switch.
Nintendo, right? It's on the Nintendo Switch Online.
Last game they released, like weeks and weeks and weeks ago.
They just released a bunch of games.
They just released four games on the Genesis.
Yeah,
and the Genesis, that doesn't count for shit.
I mean, it's the games.
No, there's Street Fighter.
All I give a fuck about, dude. Come on, that does not count. Sega Genesis does not exist on there, in my opinion, because I have all those games.
Well, it does exist.
You don't have all the Nintendo games?
No, I don't. I don't have all the GBA games. No way, dude. I am like really like one of my favorite things Nintendo has done recently is the GBA games on the Switch, and they need to update it. Give me more.
I mean, to your detriment, they did this to the N64, and I feel like that's alternating. So
yeah, they're like barely supporting that, but I don't really care about that because it's, you know.
So it's a very narrow window for you as to what counts as games.
Well, it's just, you know, hey, if they did support N64 or more, that'd be cool. But like, I just don't feel. I honestly feel like GBA has aged way better than N64.
A lot of those games are basically just like Super Nintendo.
Yeah, they're great. And I don't know, were the Oracle of Ages and Seasons GBA or just regular Game Boy? I don't even know because I never played them.
They're just Game Boy. No, they're Game Boy Color that is.
Yeah, I never played them. Put those up, please, and thank you, and put they're up coming. Zero Mission. Thank you.
Yeah, they're Game Boy Color games.
Yeah, I never played those. How are those quality? They're great good. Stuff. Are those Capcoms or? I know good. That.
No,
Cap was.
No, I don't think. Or I don't think the Oracle games are. Oh, yes, they are.
So they let Capcom do three, actually more than three, because they did like the Four Swords games too. I think Capcom, I think, did a really good job with all the like the ones that I've played, like. So I'm interested in those, and I want to play Zero Mission again, because that's the best Metroid. Anyways, that's, I think, everything I played. But I have, you know, I was playing some stuff, just not new, exciting stuff.
You could play that stuff on my 3DS, Jeff. So I have the Oracle games.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I probably could, too. I would have to find my 3DS. Which I should know where it is because I got one of those sweet gold Majora's Mask ones, I think. But
nice.
I don't know where it is. I should dig that out and play Link Between Worlds. That's the one you want to play on that, man. Put that on the fucking Switch, dude. I would pay $40. Don't tell Nintendo. I would pay
$40. Oh my god.
For that on the Switch.
I mean, that's a whole different ball game. Not even with the 3D, but like, the DS is going to be a weird one with the dual screen and touch screen and all that fun jazz that you'd have to replicate.
I don't remember using a ton of that. I remember it used like 3D, I think. But
yeah,
I
just mean the 3DS and DS in general, not just that specific game.
Yeah, it's probably hard. For them to like put that, you know.
I mean, it's possible. People have done a Capcom as well. But yeah, it's like, yeah, one of those things where I'm just like, oh, this is. In hindsight, it's the same thing kind of with the Wii, where it's like you can't necessarily just like, port the Wii over to stuff, so they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's some touch. I don't think the 3D stuff isn't because you never needed the 3D for anything.
You just need.
You would need the touch stuff, or adapt it so that it could utilize like.
Remember, you know, like,
or whatever.
I remember, was it Super Mario
3D Land?
3D Land did have 3D puzzles, and so like that would be maybe difficult for them to port over or reimagine somehow. But
the only thing I will say for that, you know, I'm a fan, is that they did get it to work. I mean, the 3D World is a similar base game, and that works, so it's feasible.
Remake Leak Between Worlds, I don't give a shit. Like, I think that game is worth it. I think that game should be on more platforms than just, you know, the 3DS. I think it should live on.
Yeah.
It was a great game.
And it will live on in like two systems from Nintendo from now. They'll be like, and we're bringing back our classic line of 3DS games. Either with whatever their Nintendo Online subscription is then, or they brought back the Virtual Console.
Fucking please. I mean, I don't know. I like what they're doing now. I like the subscription and getting the games, but like, come on, man. Update it more. Like, support it way more than you do right now.
Played some stuff this week as well. Two things real quick to touch on. So there is a series of games on the PlayStation called Jumping Food. Yeah, I didn't know what the hell this was. And like, I always see people complaining about like cheap, easy achievement games. Well, evidently Sony just has like a cheap, easy trophy games. And this game costs $1.50, and all you do is hold X and trophies pop. So dumb.
And you decided to buy this.
I was like, I need to see what this is.
Is there a platinum?
Yeah, and that's what's ridiculous. You hold X
for a long time.
No, for like 3.5 minutes.
Are you serious?
Yep. Like it's you hold it down.
That would be my one platinum.
You get it. It says you can press it or you can hold it. If you hold it, the burger just continues to jump up and down. And if you press it, you have to keep pressing it because like you have to make the burger jump to. And then once it hits 50 jumps, you'll get a trophy. And then once it hits 100 jumps, you'll get another trophy. And when it hits 1,000 jumps, you get a gold trophy and the platinum trophy, and then you can just continue to jump. I'm not sure why you'd do that. But,
wait, how many trophies does the game have?
21.
Just doing the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's absurd. And there are 31 of these, at least 31 individual ones. And then they have like ones like the Jumping Burger Halloween Edition, where all they've done is change the burger from like the bun on the burger from looking like a normal bun to being one of those Burger King black buns. And also $1. That has its own separate achievement, like trophy list. This shit's ridiculous. Like, people complain about the Xbox stuff. Sony's over here just letting anything on their system.
I've never heard of anything like that on Xbox.
No, like
bad.
They do have cheap achievement games. Like, oh, you can finish this in a half hour or whatever. But generally, they're games. Like, you have to do something. They're simple. You can finish them in a half hour. But
yeah, there's been a few famous ones throughout history that were like ultra easy.
Yeah, what was the one on the 360? Retail games. Avatar?
Yeah.
Last Airbender, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's...
I mean, and like, yeah, there's like ones like, oh, there's 10 achievements in this game, and if you just play through the game, you'll get all 10. Like, I don't... Like, it's a shitty achievement list, but, you know, you have to play through the game. This is ridiculous. Just hold the button down and make the burger jump up and down, or the taco, or the pizza, or the french fries, or... And they started getting like there's like Japanese food, like make the sushi jump or whatever. Like, I don't know. It gets weird and crazy, but yeah, that exists on the PlayStation. And it's absurd. Also on the PlayStation and on the Switch, the Final Fantasy Pixel Remasters, finally released, not on Xbox. So that's the only platform you can't play these on. You can play it on your phones. Android, iPhone, you play it on PC where it's been for 18 months now, almost 2 years. And now it's on Switch and PlayStation. So I picked up the first one. I didn't buy the $75, like get all six of them at once. But I paid the $12 to get the first one. And I started playing that, and there's in the configurations, there is an option, it's just says boost. And if you click on that, you can shut off random encounters. Basically, like, you can just walk to your destination. You can also up the experience to 4 times what you get for a battle, and the gold from 4 to 4 times. Like, there's a bunch of different options in between. Basically, you can eliminate, like, grinding. And, like, you can just go, like, you run around the castle a couple times, and instead of it taking an hour to get to the first boss, you can get to the first boss in, like, 10 minutes. It makes the game trivial, almost, because, like, you can speed through everything and just fight the bosses. I'm going to see how fast I can actually finish it. So I had gotten, I know that game very well inside and out, and I've gotten it to, you know, where I can finish it in about 15 hours, like the regular, like the actual original Nintendo version. I'm thinking I can cut that down by like 2/3. Let's see if I can finish it in like under 5 hours.
Like, I'm sorry, I missed what the game was that you're talking about at the top.
The original Final Fantasy.
Okay.
They released the 6.
Oh yeah, take the grind out completely.
Yeah. And I think it's in all of them. I think that, like, that option is in all of them. So, you can kind of, and it's trivial for the original Final Fantasy because there's only one leveling system. There's no different classes that you can interchange with your characters. It's just, you know, 1 to 50. Is the level line. But in later Final Fantasies, like, there's, you know, different classes that you can switch out with your characters. And playing like 5, for instance, where you need to have different classes in your party to be able to fight the bosses, you can level up those classes because they all level up independently. So you can, it doesn't cut the grind out completely, but it shaves it off considerably.
I do find it fun. That's what I like doing with Elden Ring. It's like, after you play through it, like, when you do on New Game Plus, you don't have to do anything. Like, you just go, okay, how, this game that took me like 150 hours, how fast can I do it? It turns out you can do it like 10 hours. Like, you know, it's just pretty, that's fun. Like, I think, I don't know.
It's just neat. And like, and it's a way to kind of revisit some of these games. Like, Final Fantasy 4 and 6 are, like, they're 40-hour games. If you play them, you pop them into a Super Nintendo, they're going to take you 35, 40, 50 hours.
Yeah,
if you can cut that down to 15, like, that's a way to revisit these games and not have it feel tedious. Like, because there's some, like, great moments in those games, but it's like, do you want to play 40 hours of a Super Nintendo RPG where 30 hours of it is just random battles? I mean, the answer is probably no for most people. I mean, so,
you're playing a handheld. I can tell you who would like to do that. My wife, because that's like, that's what she loves.
She just wants, like, to grind out.
And that's the game you play. Like, dude, she beat, what was that new Dragon Quest game? Like, Treasures, I think.
Okay.
She beat that game months ago. And anytime I see her playing her Switch, she's still playing it. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, there's still stuff to do. I'm like, okay. Like she is. That's the thing. That's why she let, like, Dragon Quest XI, she put, like, probably twice as many hours into it as you have to beat the game. And she's like, she does not mind that grind at all. Like, it's just, that's the game that I play. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She finds one game, that's the game that she plays.
And that's, that, you know, like, yeah, there are definitely people like that. I think,
yeah.
Like, we play, like, a lot of different games, so spending 40 hours, like, revisiting a game is, like, it's tough.
I don't mind a long game, but I'll just say this as a anecdotally, I got fucking super bored of Octopath, and I'm off of it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but that's a game, like, you could come back to, right? Like,
yeah, I don't think I will forget how to beat or how to play that, but... That game, also, not just boredom, but I hit a thing where I was underleveled. So then I was like, have to go
grind. And you have to grind. So yeah. Like you could, if you could set a setting in it where you just spend like 15, 20 minutes and you get up to the level you need to be.
Yeah.
You might continue to play it, but if you have to spend 3 hours grinding to get there, like you're not going to do it.
Yeah, maybe at some point I'll get back to it, but boy.
See, I really do hope that behind the scenes, Microsoft is still working with Square to get these over there. Cause I'd really prefer to just play it on the Xbox.
You want those achievos for it?
Yeah, like I mean, and just you know the simple fact that you know with cloud gaming, like I can pop my controller on there, like when I'm on vacation or something. I'm sure I can do it with the PlayStation. I don't know how, and I'm not really looking into it. So, or I could get it on the Switch, I guess, just because they're there. They're everywhere except Xbox. All right. One final game. It is early access, but paid early access. Disney Speedstorm came out on Tuesday.
Heard nothing about it.
I really, really like it.
How have I heard nothing about this?
How have you heard nothing about this?
Has there been buzz? Has there been speak of this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was even in a E3 press they asked you. I could be wrong.
No, I've heard of the game.
Like been positive on it. I've heard good things about
it. I've seen exactly zero. I knew it came out, or I knew like yeah, but like I didn't see reviews. I didn't see. Talking about it.
So I'm not sure how many reviews are going to be out there, just because it's in early access and it's not gonna officially launch until later this year or early next year.
Is it the Mario 8 killer?
It's not. No, it is not a Mario 8 killer, but it is a very good kart racer. I would right now, and I'm only, you know, I've only had it for 3 days, and I've only put probably like 3 or 4 hours. Into it. It's up there with like the Sonic
yeah,
Transformed. Yeah. Like it's gonna be very hard to dethrone Mario Kart 8 just because of all the content Mario Kart 8 has.
For sure, yeah.
And how tight Mario Kart 8 feels. Like this feels good. Like I think the racing is good. It's going to take a little while. Like you're going to start it and be like, it feels really loose. But after like you play it for a bit, like you start to kind of understand the physics of the game and that, you know, it doesn't feel like Mario Kart, but it feels like its own thing. And after you get the hang of it and start learning the courses, you kind of like get an understanding of how it plays and it feels good. It's neat in the fact that, there are classes for characters. So like Donald is what they call a brawler. And for him to fill up his boost meter, he has to like bump into people or hit them with a
shells or whatever.
Yeah, basically with a shell. There's like a bomb, there's like stuff to throw. And they each have their own kind of like each of the characters has their own set of, they call them skills when you pick them up from a mystery box, but basically it's like the item that you pick up and they all have like a set of items. And they're different for each of the characters. Like some of them overlap, like the bombs come back and forth, but like Mickey has like this thing where you can basically you throw like a boomerang type thing out and it like, it's like a shell. It'll chase after somebody and you try and hit them that way. Whereas like, you know, somebody else like Mulan has like one where, she shoots a, like, you know,
it's like
Chinese rocket,
like character specific pickups on the track. Like they like, it's kind of the same thing, but it's reskinned based on who you're.
And the characters feel different because like, you know, Donald's a brawler. But yeah. Belle is what they call a speedster, so she's focused on speed. And this is kind of like, you know, Mario Kart does something similar, right? Where it's they have the rankings on how I don't know if 8 does, but in past, like, you know, Mario is like a balanced
Yeah, there. I think I don't know if they like explicitly state it in 8, and I don't know if it is or not. But it always, you always think like, oh, if I want the big fat one, you know, I play as Bowser.
Yeah, you play as Bowser or Donkey Kong, and, yeah, and like if Luigi bumps into you, like he's flying off to the side.
Yeah, I think like that's not just in my head, right? Like that's how it works, right?
No,
like,
that's still an 8. Yeah.
It's intuitively like kind of thought that, I think, out. Like,
yeah, ever. I think the biggest thing with 8 though, where the change was 8 put it out of that stock and take the vehicles themselves.
Yeah, they all have stats, which, you know, I actually like don't look at those anymore. I just make my vehicle how I want it to look.
Yeah,
yep. I do the same thing. Let me make it look nice, and then their stats, whatever.
So that's kind of how you do like in the Souls games, like how you do like the armor. It's like it's way more fun to just what looks cool.
Yeah, you set it up out as.
Yeah.
And you know, there's different cars in this too for the characters, but I don't think they have anything associated with it. Like that's all just cosmetic. The characters themselves have they have like different categories that they're good at, and you level them up by, you know, you race in single player races, and you get these things called medals. And as you advance, you'll hit boxes, and in those boxes there are upgrade materials that you have to get, and you'll upgrade your racer so they're a little bit stronger.
Is it structured like Mario Kart, though, or is Grand Prix? And
no, so it is structured more like Sonic,
where it's like a world map type thing. Like, oh, now you gotta do this event, now you gotta do this event.
Yeah, well, it's more like if you've ever played like a mobile game where it's like a you know, here's the race, and if you finish that one, like it'll unlock like a path here, and you can choose like one or the other of these two races.
It
advances like that. It's not like, oh, here's 4 Grand Prix cups. There's a ton of different options here. Like I thought this is just going to be like the main thing is going to be the multiplayer. That's where you're going to want to spend most of your time. No, like their single player modes are super built out.
I like
They have it's what they call a season mode. And each season, so you know, it's, I think the first season runs for 47 days or something like that. The first season is themed around Monsters Inc. So all the rewards and everything, they're tied to, you know, the Monsters Inc. characters. And you get, like, unlocks. You get these chips. So you have to get 10 chips for, if you want to unlock, like, Mike Wazowski, you have to get 10 of these Mike Wazowski chips. And, like, that's how you do it. You play through that story mode that's 8 chapters long. They're not even all unlocked yet. Like, they unlock them every 6 days or so. A new chapter, and they're there for the entire season, but at the end of the season then that kind of gets shelved and a new season starts. So next season might be Pirates of the Caribbean or Hercules.
What if Nintendo did that? It's kind of how I felt about Dreamlight Valley, where, you know, it was a Animal Crossing clone, but like, man, it kind of did things a lot better. Like, and where there was always like missions to do within that, like more so than Animal Crossing.
So like, there's always stuff going on in this, and it's like there's that season mode, but then there's also what they call limited time event modes. So every day you come in, and there's every 6 hours, I think, a new limited time event, and it'll have special rewards just for that. There's 4 player split screen, like right on there, and from there. You have access to all, right now there's 18 characters in the game. You have access to all 18 characters if you're playing with other people right now, locally. If you're playing any of the other modes, you're stuck to the characters you've unlocked in the game. But, you know, if you have people over, hey, want to play Disney's Speed Store?
Yeah.
And they're all leveled up to level 15 already, so they all have their special skills are all leveled up. That's something that's a little weird, is like you start at level 1 as Mickey and you'll get these upgrade materials, and as you upgrade, like your skills get better, but there's also another upgrade and it gets a little complicated. There's way too many currencies going on here. But you can upgrade not just your level, but you upgrade your star rank. And when you upgrade that, then your special skills last longer. Like you'll maybe get them more often on the course. It's like stuff like that. Like there's a lot going on in the game. It's very complicated in that regard, but it feels good to play.
You could also just right off the bat, hey, let's sell people over, let's just play it, and you got access to a lot of characters and stuff.
Yeah, if you just want to go play like your four player split screen.
How much was this?
So there's three versions out. Like there's three Founders versions. There's a $30 version, a $50 version, and a $70 version. And the difference is in how many characters you get to unlock. So if you buy the base Founders pack, you get Mickey, you get Donald, and you get an option of you get to pick another character, but it's out of like a selection. Like you can choose from one of these characters. And then if you buy the $50 pack, you get Mulan on top of those other two plus the unlock. And then the $70 version is you get Jack Sparrow, Hercules, the other three, and the unlock. So you start with six characters.
But you can't unlock those characters on the
You can. So you can unlock the characters all the way through. But like if you want...
That's insane.
What
first bad thing you've told me. The rest of this sounds great.
Well, so it's like here's your early access thing. It also comes with other stuff, like other there's more currency that comes with the more expensive ones. So you can buy more cosmetics.
Ideally, you're gonna play this game for a long time.
A while. It also comes with the season passes. So like if you buy the $70 version, it comes with three season passes as opposed to one season pass with the $30 one. I don't know what the season pass cost because it came with the game. I didn't realize that you would get, like, if you're playing four players that you, like, locally, that you'd have access to all of them. So I was like, all right.
You're on base.
Yeah. I was like, I can't buy, like, I have four kids. And if we're going to play, we can't all just sit here and be playing Mickey and Donald.
Be Jack Sparrow. Yeah.
So, like, I was like, whatever. $70, here we go. And then like, I found out afterwards, like, didn't have to do that because I would be happy just playing as Mickey or Donald to start with.
Yeah, and through it. Yeah.
And like I've already I've played for like 3-4 hours. I just unlocked Goofy. So like you it seems like you'll unlock them fairly quickly. I'm halfway to unlocking Mike Wazowski.
That was the worst Goofy laugh I've ever heard, by the way.
It's pretty good.
It's terrible.
Wow.
The courses are neat. Like, they're all based on... So that there's a Pirates of the Caribbean one. There's a Hercules one. There's what they call Mickey and Friends, which is where you're driving through, like, a movie theater type thing. But they're all themed around the movies and you know, classic Disney stuff. The music is kind of neat. It's like remixes of the classic Disney music. I'm trying to think of the Gospel Truth from Hercules. Do you know that song?
Mm-mm.
So it's like the kind of like this song that's at the beginning of Hercules where it's kind of like this soul type vibe to it. And they've remixed that, so it has this like dance mix to it. But like the lyrics are playing, it's really neat. It's like this is because you know the song, if you've seen the movie, you know the music that's going on. But it has like this like kind of upbeat go to it. So it's all very Disney focused and love to Disney involved in it. And they have so much content that they could add into this, like. Right now, there's just the Monsters, Inc. stuff from Pixar. You could add Toy Story. You could add Toy Story courses. You could add, Ratatouille. You could do Frozen. Like, there could be Frozen levels and characters. There's just a ton that they can do over time with this. I think there's something really
cool. You sold me on this. I'm fucking, I mean, I was already like interested in it, but like everything you said,
you had it, Disney.
No, everything, like, honestly, some of the ideas in this is like, yeah, that's what they should do with the next Mario Kart, you know?
Like they're doing some smart things with it, and it feels like a top tier kart racer. Like,
fuck yeah.
Maybe not Mario, but I think it's a really cool game. One thing, if you do get it, Jeff, when you start, it's going to, like, everything's going to be blocked out. You kind of have to go through their tutorial, which is like you take Mickey through a, it's a single player experience where you're going through races. And as you play, you'll unlock different modes. So it'll like unlock as it's teaching you about like the different skills and the different modes of play that the game has. And, like it'll show you like here's all this, and now you can play ranked multiplayer. We didn't want to throw you into ranked multiplayer to start with because you wouldn't know what the hell's going on. But now you've played three races, like now you can go play multiplayer. It takes a little while for the season story mode to unlock. Like you have to get to through chapter two. It's like 10 races or so. I don't know. I think they have a winner on their hands here. I'm really enjoying it so far.
It's like same thing with this and the Dreamlight game though. It's like I wish they just fully committed and like just released the full game. Like, yeah, I don't like the whole it's early access. It's gonna be free when it's done, but you can pay for it now. And like,
and this game feels
it's like it's
good.
Like a quality. Like that's how I felt about Dreamlight. I'm like, you released the game that was like, this is a game people would have paid for or not paid for, however you want to do it, and just treat it like the full release that it feels like. Like, that's what I don't understand. Like, oh, this is early access. Like, dude, just say it's the game, and we're going to continue to support it like every other game like this is now, you know? Like,
right. Like, just push it out there. Here we are. Time to go.
Put your full... Because honestly, it felt like I knew the game was coming out just because I am into like racing games or whatever. But like, I swear to God, if you guys have seen people talk about it on Twitter, I have not. Like,
I saw one review.
I haven't seen anything.
Not to be fair, it's also possible you just don't see anything on Twitter these days because
that's also fair.
I don't have Twitter blue.
I mean, yeah, even then, like there be like I honestly hate the
shadow banning me from seeing good stuff.
It is. It really is, though.
But yeah, anyway, I'm probably getting this very soon. Part of me wants to finish my golf game, but also part of me is just like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, it sounds really awesome. So probably tomorrow.
All right. That's it for what we've been playing. Was there any news this week outside of Jedi Survivor confirming for PlayStation and Xbox that it's, 100 gigs or something like that?
Eyes of three games.
I'm telling you, at this point, you've downloaded so many pixels that your console literally weighs more.
I mean, some quick news. It's not news, I guess, but the Street Fighter 6 demo is out now. That dropped before we started recording. It's out on PlayStation 5 and 4 right now, and I don't know when it comes to Xbox. Sega, if I'm not mistaken, bought Rovio?
Yes, they did.
The
Angry Birds people.
The Angry Birds people, which is saying something because the fact that you have to go back almost over a decade now. It's like, I mean, I'm sure they make other stuff, but they are the Angry Birds developers. And I think it was close to $1 billion or something like that.
Which seems a lot for Angry Birds now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. That is what everybody was saying, but who knows?
I guess like if they're picking people, if they're picking up studios, So, like, there was all that speculation. Oh, Microsoft's going to buy before they put the bid in to buy Activision. Like, there was speculation that, Microsoft was going to buy Sega, or Tencent was going to buy Sega, like that they were going to get bought up by somebody. But if they're buying companies for $1 billion, sounds like they might be doing okay.
Yeah. There was an Indie World Direct, which I watched, and honestly, nothing stood out to me. So apologies for that. I guess Played Up, which is like another...
Who's apologizing? Are you apologizing for lack of coverage, or are they apologizing?
Oh, lack of interest.
In fact, there's nothing interesting there.
Yeah, there was like nothing interesting. 20 minutes of like, oh. Like, usually I find like one or two, like, oh, this is going to my list, and I forget about this one. It's like, oh, I watched for 20 minutes, I'm good. Not that it matters, because these happen all the time, but Procross S9 was announced for the Switch to be released later this year, which I'm just excited for, which means the other ones are going to go on sale. And I can talk about more Procross games, because I do love me some Procross. Oh, this is actually somewhat big news, which I can actually partake in. The Xenoblade Chronicles 3 DLC, Future Redeemed, which is the expanded DLC that has the main characters for 1 and 2 working together, is actually coming out next week on April 25th. And I think that was, I mean, it wasn't pushed up, but I think the assumption was it was going to be the summer. So that's a nice early surprise, even though I don't think it's a great idea when you're just like 3 weeks out from Zelda. But that's not my decision to make. We already talked about Monster Hunter Now.
So what is that? Xenoblade Chronicles 3?
Future Redeemed, which I guess is a play on the Xenoblade Chronicles 2. The Xenoblade Chronicles Remastered epilogue, which was Future Connected.
Okay.
And it stars Rex and Shulk from Xenoblade 1 and 2 teaming up with some new characters.
Got it.
Yeah. We talked about Dreams last week, right?
They shut it down?
Yeah.
I think Tony made a joke about how Dreams are dead or something like that.
Okay, I would never say something like that.
That sounds about right. Then I think that's it. It's a very quiet week.
It is. Very quiet. Jeff, you put a list here. Bayonetta is not a Nintendo franchise.
I mean, debatable.
I mean, it's a game that's on Nintendo. They have financed it.
Didn't I initially play it on Xbox? I mean,
yeah. Yes,
but you play one out of the four games in the franchise on a non-Nintendo system.
I mean, I guess that's true. I don't know.
But yes, this is why I'm also like. Yes, I think Nintendo franchises is such a weird... Like, for example, they have Mario... Wait. Okay, so there's Mario & Luigi, Mario Kart, Mario Party, Super Mario, which also still excludes like Mario sports games. And I get that they're all different franchises, but it's weird to think of them in those ways.
Yeah. Jeff left, didn't he?
I'm here.
Oh, he's back.
I'm back.
And Dr. Mario. There's a lot of Mario here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking at the list that I put out of what they covered in that.
Yeah.
So I think pretty thorough. Like, again, yeah, I guess there isn't the Mario sports
line. Yeah, but then you have stuff like where's your push mode?
I say punch out is there.
Push mode. It's the eShop games on the Wii and the Wii U.
Yeah, it does not count.
Box Boy and Box Girl.
Does not count.
Why don't these count?
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about, so they don't count.
They're games, they're franchises. They have more recent entries than F-Zero or...
F-Zero counts.
Advance Wars. Is Advance Wars on the list?
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, it had stuff that, like... You could easily forget or skip over like Starfy. Like
I don't even know what that is.
Bobble.
I think we got one game out of that franchise.
Or like Golden Sun. Like if you're doing a Nintendo franchise, like I know people love that game, but it'd be easy one to forget because what was it? Just like two GBA games or whatever. Yeah. Like,
what about TB Robot?
Yeah, that's not on that list. Famicom, yeah, so it's not fully comprehensive, but it's like that's a pretty good list to work from.
I mean, you know, you're speaking, there is what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Mario franchises on here.
Pretty good. The presidents knew what they were doing. They know their shit.
It's too many. That's too many.
I that's what I mean. It's like we're like, okay, one, it has Mario and Luigi, but it doesn't have like where would Mario RPG go?
That's a single game, isn't it?
Is it? Like, I would consider Mario RPGs as a whole. Okay, then where's Mario and Rabbids?
Hmm.
Good point. You could add to the list. I don't care. Make it epic. It's not like these are the only things. I just thought this had more than I would have thought of. I would have forgot a lot of these.
Oh, no. I'm making a point. I don't want to do it.
We got to do it. This is the best idea
ever. You don't
ever.
Have to do it. No. What, this is the worst idea. Terrible idea.
What is ARMS?
That's the Switch launch.
Wasn't there only one of those games?
Wait, is that the noodle game?
That game is, yes. We're cutting that.
Yeah, like where, you know, they were waving their arms. Like, it's the ribbon.
It's not a franchise if there's only one game.
ARMS doesn't count. And what was Starfy again?
That was like a platformer on the 3DS or DS.
The yellow...
There's several of them, but I think as Americans, you got one.
So, also cut.
Because, a good example is like, where's Wii stuff? Where's Wii Sports? There's two of those, three of those.
I mean, that's more of a franchise than ARMS.
Yeah. Wii Party, Wii Play.
Those don't count.
I don't understand what does and doesn't.
I added Wii Sports.
Okay. So that's what does and doesn't count. Does fluidity count?
Dude, some one-off that, like, again, like, ARMS, I would throw in that, like, get rid of it because, like, that's not really a thing.
But...
Like... or throw it all in. I don't give a shit.
Big Brain Academy.
I mean, put it in there. I don't have much of an opinion.
Mother's Earthbound, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pilot Wings is on here? Is that?
Is it? I mean, that is a franchise. There's more than one Pilot Wings game.
There's
like three of them.
Yeah.
I think we need to build this out and revisit.
Make it bigger, stronger. If you just did that, like that's a lot and it's cool. But if you want to add to it, sure.
I mean, there's stuff on here. I don't like. Do we could we just like go Mario RPG and call that Mario and Luigi and Paper Mario? Like
that's what I would say.
Mario and Luigi and Paper Mario are two different. Like they're two different.
How are they different?
Like they feel different, man.
Like,
they're different. They're different games. I grant you that. Like the different systems, different types of humor. But like,
Mario and Luigi is consistently good, and Paper Mario is not.
See that
makes alone. Sense. That alone is like.
So that would be like Jeff would be like Paper Mario C tier.
Oh no, I wouldn't because I like Paper Mario, but like you know what I mean. Like Paper Mario started off so strong with the first two games, and like they're. Like, I like some of the other ones, and a lot of people don't. Like, I like that Wii one that was kind of, like, platformy, and people didn't like that, because it was, it's not Paper Mario, but I thought it was cool.
What's the Fire Emblems on there? Okay.
I like this idea. I want to do it.
We can. I think we just need to like build it out a little bit.
Think, yeah, and... I think we need to pare some of these down and I need some others.
I think Earl needs to add to it because since he had so many addendums.
And we need to subtract a bunch.
Yeah, you could probably get rid of like the one-off.
Yeah, the one-off. I mean, Bayonetta is not really a Nintendo franchise. Like we just.
I'd put it in there.
Are you? No, it's not. It's literally not a Nintendo franchise.
It's a game that is now lives on Nintendo, but it's a Sega game. Like Sega makes it.
All right, let's add Civilization since that's appeared on the Nintendo console.
They publish like, it. It's a little different.
Yeah, like, I was gonna say
they funded.
They do publish it, but it's not their game. Like they don't. Like if Sega was like, we don't want to do this with you anymore, they could. Right.
They could, but I think they would. They wouldn't have. Yeah.
I think the series would be dead at that point.
It's part of the family. It's sitting at the table.
To be fair, like with that other, you can say the same thing about Kirby. Because if Hal's like, we're going to take Kirby to the Xbox, they technically could.
Sure. Remove Kirby, too.
I didn't know that, but no.
Nintendo doesn't own Kirby, and they own a part of Pokemon. Which is why Pokemon's always been like the ones like, we can do mobile games, we can do this and that, because they're an independent company. Like this, all I'm asking for is guardrails. Like, what are the criteria? What are we working on? Like at minimum, it should have at least three entries.
No.
Why not?
Because then we can put Star Tropics on.
No, because Nintendo has had like a long story. You can't like compare franchises if one has only been around for half an hour or was only around for half an hour and disappeared.
Yeah, you put it in D tier.
No, that's not a franchise.
Yeah, and is there a second Star Tropics game?
The franchise harder. What?
There is a Star Trek, second Star Trek.
Yeah, there's two. So, yeah, you know, we leave Star Tropics off? I'm fucking adding it right now.
I want to leave Star Tropics off because I didn't realize there was even a second game.
You're also in quite ahead where there's like, what, 35 years since the last entry? How do you compare that to something like that?
You compare it by putting it in the fucking D tier.
No,
I don't know where I'd put it. I probably would put that in D tier. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, so we could just not include it.
Well, what you guys just want to have a list where it's just like the fucking Mario games where it's just S and B tier and that's it and there's no fucking nothing below?
No, but like Star Tropics it's not a live franchise anymore. Like
it's dead. Like, we bury it below everyone else.
But maybe we put a restriction that you have to have had a game released in the last decade.
We put it at the bottom with Splatoon.
Absolutely.
Splatoon is A tier.
Not my watch.
When was the last Rhythm Heaven game?
There was. I mean, I know there was one on the 3DS.
I've never played these games. These here.
Would Miitomo. What is that? RPG game that Miitopia.
That does not count as anything.
Why does that? Okay, so that's what.
Dude, it's so obvious what counts as this. I don't know how.
Is it obvious?
You need a degree in video gameology to figure this out. No one remembers. How did you pull Miitopia out of your ass? No one remembers this.
Because it came out last year.
Nobody remembers it. It'd be like saying fucking years ago. Nintendo Labo or whatever the fuck like is a franchise.
Labo account.
It is Miitopia a franchise, though.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it is not. No. We're not.
You know what's not a franchise? Zelda. We need to remove Zelda from the list. I don't think it's gotten enough press, and Jeff likes it. That's a good reason.
Well, if that's the reason, we're removing everything here.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Nintendo franchises all D tier. Done. Got it. Good work, gentlemen.
This doesn't have Excite on it.
Excite bike.
Bike bots. Yeah. Bike.
I would throw Excite bots in there because they were using the franchise.
Well, it's part of the Excite series, right? That's fine. Okay, so Starfy doesn't count.
Yeah, no.
Take that off. Take arms off.
Arms isn't a franchise. One game does not make a franchise.
Yeah,
I said take it off. Yeah.
I'm just saying it shouldn't be there.
So Rhythm Heaven, WarioWare, Advance Wars, Animal Crossing's had a recent game, Donkey Kong, There's been a recent game in Donkey Kong, right? I mean, it's not
been 10 years.
That's a Nintendo franchise. What do you mean recent? Like, come on, that's a Nintendo franchise. You can't exclude something if it has anything in the last like couple of years. Like,
we can take F-Zero off the years, list. The last decade.
No, you can't exclude F-Zero.
I think it's a dead franchise now.
Don't know that.
No, we do.
It's not dead in my heart.
I think 3 years is a long time to not be 8.
Yeah, F-Zero is dead. I'm sorry, Jeff. I'm sorry. R.I.P.
We're not trying to determine whether they're alive or dead.
Yeah, it's no, dead I, for the I, purpose I, of this. I think this
if we're going to cheer them, they should be alive.
Yes.
Well, I think you got to mark my words. Write down. On April 20th, 2023, Jeffy said that F-Zero is not dead and it's coming fucking back.
Uh-huh. We'll put that right next to Conker and what's the other game that
Conker's dead. Yeah, well,
Beyond
Conker's more alive than F-Zero is.
Yeah.
Conker, I think, still should come back, but I'm not in charge of things.
No. I know you liked Conker. I watched the Conker documentary on Rare Replay, though.
Yeah.
And those guys are like, this does not work today. Like, we could not make this game today. It just they fully said as much. They're like, it's not so much that like they couldn't do something, like they just the humor wouldn't work. It's
it's not fucking 1999 or whatever fuck anymore. Like, yeah, dude, an R-rated, like, super colorful platformer, I think you could do. Just gotta rethink it a little bit. Anyway.
Anyway, Conker's not doesn't count either. Dr. Mario's had their last game in 2016.
Okay, I'm just gonna say, if any, I would just auto Mario spin-offs into one POW.
No. Earl, you're ruining this. How you?
Yes, I don't understand what part.
I don't all the Mario spinoffs. That's like half their franchises.
Okay, they're not franchises. Yeah. Yeah. Mario is the franchise.
Mario Kart and Mario literally Luigi. Mario Kart, Mario Luigi, totally the same thing. Like, no, it's two separate things.
But it's Mario RPGs. You can say Mario RPGs, and that works for all of them. Because then you also get Mario and Rabbids. You get Super Mario RPG.
Just rate. Break them all. Like, I don't understand.
We're going to be here for 3 hours. If we
that's fine.
It's not fun. No. No, Jeff.
It's not
no.
hard. You hash it out for a second, and then you move on, and somebody wins the argument, and then you put it in that tier.
Okay, I'm just going
to
say all
F-tier. Basically, everything, every game that we get to, I go, we're putting an S-tier, or I'm fucking leaving, and then you just go, okay, fine, I'm putting it in A-tier.
Oh, but if we get you to leave, we can end
this podcast. If we get you to leave, we'll go through this really fast. We're going to get through this, like, super quick.
So, the F-tier. Here we go.
We're going to be here for 3 hours making the fucking list.
Yeah, wait till we get to whether Zelda's S-tier or not, Jeff. Wait till that discussion happens.
That's a very simple discussion.
Yeah, and it's like, no, fuck S-tier for Zelda. That's all you need to know.
I feel
if Zelda's not S-tier, what is? That's
Mario.
Yeah, Mario and Zelda are the S-tier.
Mario Kart is S-tier. Zelda is not S-tier. Sorry, Jeff, it's not. It's not.
Very easily S-tier.
It's not. Absolutely not.
Zelda can be B-tier with Mario Party.
There you go. Perfect.
Luigi's Mansion A-tier. The
greatest game of all time. Oh, it's not. It's not as good as Mario Kart.
That's right, it's not.
What's the greatest game of all time?
I don't know.
Mario Kart 8, obviously.
Any of them. Any fucking Zelda, it's better than fucking any of your bullshit.
That's not true.
That's absolutely not true.
All right. We will revisit this. It's 11:30 at night, so we're gonna make you wait, Jeff.
That's right.
As we kind of have to come to terms with exactly what the fuck we're doing with this.
Yes, I think Jeffy, if you come back with it, what you criteria for franchises?
You're not lumping Mario, Luigi, and Paper Mario, and whatever the fuck all together. Like, you gotta I don't care. Just don't spend 10 minutes on each one and fucking move on. Like,
but then we're gonna have a Tyrius, which is half Mario franchise. Oh, yeah. What's Mario tennis? What's Mario golf?
No, that is a sucky tier list, Jeff. That just it's sucks.
A sucky tier list.
It's unreadable. You cannot read something like that and understand it and take information away from it. Like you end up comparing too many things to apples and oranges.
This is how your strategy games sound to me. They all sound like fucking variations of Mario.
Okay, how about this for a rule? Just core franchises for everything.
Absolutely. No spin-offs.
I don't know what you mean. I don't know. They're all core. They're all core.
No,
they're not. They're absolutely not.
So just 2D and 3D Marios. No cart, no party, no RPGs, no tennis, no golf, no baseball, no basketball.
We're doing a Nintendo franchise list and not have fucking Mario Kart as a fucking category.
That is exactly
what we're doing.
You're doing it as the franchise of Mario, the franchise of Donkey Kong.
Dude, you guys are doing this absolutely like...
We're doing it the right way.
Right way. Mario Kart and Mario are two different fucking things completely, dude.
Mario Kart is part of that Mario franchise. That's what it is.
So, you
guys are on some bullshit.
Here, Jeff, I'm just going to read the definition from Wikipedia. Super Mario, which is what we're considering here, is the central series of the greater Mario franchise. So Mario as a whole is the franchise.
You guys try to sell this shit on the street and see what people say.
We're sorry for using actual words and definitions.
Like Mario and Luigi, Mario Kart, Mario Kart.
Jeff, the new 3D Mario is not the new Mario Kart.
Jeff, listen for one second. Define franchise for us.
What the fuck are you talking
define
about?
Define franchise. Man. Just go ahead and define franchise.
Define. You tell me. No. Define fucking franchise.
We just did. If you would like a different definition,
dude,
go ahead and define
WarioWare
franchise for us.
And
WarioLand. You're just using words right now, Jeff. Go ahead and define franchise.
That will make this whole discussion easier.
Go ahead and define it for us. Go ahead.
Super Mario is the same thing, without using
a single game name, define franchise.
No, but
if you can do that, then we can come up with a framework. But if you can't do that, then you need to listen to other people.
I think, Jeff, like Nintendo franchise would be the whole, whereas each of these are series within that franchise.
Yes.
Do not agree with that.
Okay, like, then what? Jeff, what is your definition?
Dude,
what is Dr. your definition?
Mario,
no, Jeff,
on,
stop! Stop!
Like,
no! You need to define franchise. All right. If you want to,
Dr. Mario
franchise
is not a game within the Mario franchise. Like, it's not the same thing, dude. Like,
okay, then what is a franchise?
What is a franchise?
That is. You're like, okay, it's not that. Okay, then you need to tell us what it is. And if you can't do that, you need to shut your damn mouth.
Ooh. No, I do not. This is fucking retarded, dude. A puzzle game is not a fucking platformer game. There's two different fucking things.
Okay,
dude.
But
it's a series.
But you can have two games in a franchise that are different.
Let me explain something to you. When the new Mario comes out, it's not gonna, like the new Dr. Mario comes out. It's not going to be called Super Mario Brothers 16 Dr. Mario 3. They're two different fucking things, dude. Like
and they're different series within the same franchise.
Yes.
Like the Paper Mario series is a series of games within the Mario franchise.
You guys are okay.
If you think we're wrong, tell us what a franchise is. Go ahead.
You guys are odds.
Again, Jeff, just tell us what a franchise is. If you have a different view, share it.
Because if a if a game has multiple if there's
stop thinking like that.
It's a different franchise, dude. It's not the same fucking
game. Jeff, it's okay. If you can't tell us what a franchise is, then you need to exit the discussion.
No, I do not need to exit
this
discussion.
Okay, then tell us what a franchise is. If you're going to tell us, if you're going to tell us,
I'll tell you that you guys are fucking stupid on this.
If you're going to tell us that that is wrong, that that is not what a franchise is, that is fantastic. Okay, awesome, great. Now tell us what it is.
Dude, I can't wait till the actual fucking discussion
on this shit. Go. Go, Jeff. Come on, let's hear it. I'm waiting. I want to hear it. You don't got nothing. You're empty. You're full of bourbon, not logic.
The bourbon part is probably accurate.
I'm working on it.
You could do a Mario series
tier list. Right, you could literally like let's go with each part of Mario.
Dude, there's too many fucking Mario, and they're too distinct to say they're all one franchise. I'm sorry, like that makes no sense.
Then where do you draw the line? Then where do you draw the line?
I don't know. I think it's pretty fucking simple. Like when there's
multiple. It's not simple. If it's simple, yeah, you should literally tell us what the line was.
I'm telling you. I'm fucking telling you. Shut the fuck up.
So there's fucking
multiple games in that series. That's a separate fucking franchise, dude.
When there's three or four.
Dude, shut the fuck up. When there's three or four fucking Mario and Luigi games, that's a fucking its own franchise that's spun off from the fucking central franchise.
Okay, then Jeff. Without saying game name,
define franchise.
If you can't, then you're then what you use your criteria doesn't exist. You didn't.
There's a spin-off of a franchise.
Did not make any sense. It literally didn't make any sense.
If you want to say everything that has the fucking name Mario on it is the same franchise, I disagree.
Yes, then define it differently.
I just fucking told you, dude.
You didn't. You literally didn't.
Dude, shut the fuck up. When it spins off and there's multiple games and it's a distinctly different type of gameplay and there's people that are only going to play those fucking games, it's its own fucking franchise.
Okay, but then, are you saying then Mario Sunshine has very distinct gameplay from Mario 64?
No, dude.
That's why your definition doesn't work.
That's the thing that's very fucking obvious for me. Like, and everyone that's like using common sense to figure out. Yeah, that's the same fucking franchise. Mario and Luigi.
But again, if we want to do this massive tiered list, we need to have criteria.
Those
criteria need to be applicable. And if they're not, then like we're just bullshitting.
We need
bullshitting a little bit.
Well, I mean, yes, we're always bullshitting, but we do need to make it somewhat manageable.
Yes.
Well, decide on your list, but I think to fucking go, all the Mario games are one franchise, that's like literally going to make it like, there's Mario, Luigi, and Metroid, and three others, and here you go. Like, I don't know. I think Mario Kart and Super Mario is like two different fucking things.
Now this I agree with. Now I think that a kart racer.
This is the fucking point. Oh my god, bro!
But again, that I mean, maybe our other definition is too broad. Maybe like it needs to be narrowed somehow. I think the other thing about like Mario Kart or like Smash. I mean, you're pulling in characters from different franchises into its own unique entity.
So we're adding Captain Toad, right?
Yes.
No, that's a Mario franchise.
I'm saying do it all and fucking like you just don't have to spend 15 minutes on it.
You can't have a list of like
as everyone says their piece and you go, okay, three people are saying S tier, one person's saying A tier, one person's saying D tier, we're putting in
The problem, Jeff, is that there's like 500 Mario games. So like,
well, we're not going to do we're going to do Mario 1, 2, 3, 4, you know.
But where do we draw the line? That's the Mario game we're having.
This is like, Chris, make the fucking list. You know, you understand what I'm saying.
Earl,
help him out and add the things that we forgot.
How about we separate it into, I think Earl may be right. Like I understand Mario and Luigi are different from Paper Mario, but like they're Mario role playing games. Mario Party is its own thing, but yeah, like Mario sports games, would like we just include all of them together.
Mm. Sure.
Because otherwise, so then we have like Mario Kart, golf, baseball, straight, like Olympics.
Does it make Jeff unhappy? I think is the question. Let's do it then.
Mario puzzle games, like that would be like Dr. Mario, Picross, Mario vs. Donkey Kong, Captain Toad. They all fit together.
I just don't know how you do it then, because like you know.
The other way is that it's going to be like 36 franchises.
Yeah.
But just Mario. It's not.
See, we won't have this problem with Xbox because they don't make games.
That's true.
You want to do an like, Xbox one? To work that up.
But they're like, Halo, Gears.
Okay, so what about
then you guys are going to try to spin off fucking, like, the fucking bullshit, like, Halo Wars. No, that's its own franchise. It is, because, like...
It's part of the Halo
Wars. We need more than three things to fucking...
No, I would actually put Halo Wars in the larger... Because they all fit in one continuity. I would probably
say... Yeah, see, even then, I would say Halo Wars is separate from fucking Halo. Like, it's not the same thing, dude. Like, it seems super obvious to me, but I guess we disagree on this.
Earl, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, maybe if push comes to shove, maybe we'll just do one that's Mario. We'll just have, like, 2D Marios, 3D Marios, your cart, your parties, your doctors, your sports, your paper, your Mario and Luigi, your Mario and Rabbids.
So, like, then, a Mario.
Yes, like
exclusive
a Mario.
One.
Yes.
See, that makes sense to me.
I don't like it.
Why not?
I don't care.
All right. Anyway, we'll figure this out.
I didn't care about any of this. I thought it was just fun podcasting to go mental about
it. Good to know. All right.
Deep down, I care.
You do.
Yeah, well, I care about my lists.
You do not, liar.
I'm gonna have to go do some breathing exercises and like some yoga. Right now.
Yeah, so you can.
Have we stressed you?
I don't know. The bourbon was helping.
I don't think there's anything new next week. So, Jeff, maybe you'll get your wish, and we can work up this list.
Yeah.
There's unless like you know the entire video game industry catches on fire and we have to discuss that. There's not much really out. Over the next week, that Star Wars game is on Friday next week, so it'll be before we record, after we record. All right, well, we'll be back then. Jeff, say goodnight.
Fuck you, we're doing them all, Tony.
No, absolutely not.